I first heard of the coronavirus right at the start of January because I heard it. I think it was John Oliver's Last Week Tonight where he first talked about it. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a thing. Better keep my eye on that. And then it became a little more real when I got to my internship. My boss comes from China. She has a bunch of employees that travel back and forth between China and the States all the time. So for my first week, I was told work at home because someone just returned from a trip and we don't want to risk giving you the coronavirus. And that's when we were all still calling it corona, going like, haha, this is a silly virus. I kept up on the news here and there, trying to stay positive with the surviving rate, which is greatly higher than the death toll. I wasn't too worried about it, but it was a growing concern. It wasn't until March 10th. That's when we knew stuff hit the fan. We got told in our class, we have no intention of ending the program early, but we are monitoring the situation, and if anything puts you at risk, we will let you know and handle it promptly. As of this moment, nothing like that is happening. We just want to inform you guys that this is happening. Within the next 24 hours, everything happened that was horrible, awful, no good, very bad. And we got an email at noon on Thursday, the 12th, that said, mandatory meeting at 1 p.m. Our group chat exploded at that point of everyone saying, it's over, no. The cries, the wails, the upset. And I'm like, maybe it's just something different. Like we're quarantined into our apartments. Got in there and they said the news that all study abroad programs done through best semester are over as of this moment and we'll be sending everybody home. There was a bit of time for questions about how people were going to get back. We took our group photo right after that, so we were all kind of ugly crying. The comedian in our group, Miles, he took the photo and photoshopped surgical masks over all of us. It was a big blow to a lot of people. There were some people who were just devastated and crying their eyes out because some people really banked on this program for the rest of their life. They planned on this being the springboard into everything else. I was less affected by it because my internship had already given me the opportunity to be a producer of a TV pilot, so I have a credit to my name already. I'm like, wow, I'm ahead of it. In my mind, the second it happened, it's like when you do a TV pilot for a studio and you get halfway through the season of filming and the studio comes in and says, all right, we're cutting the program. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's done. It's over. You could just wallow in self-pity or you can take a chance to rise above it. I'm not saying like, don't be sad that it's over because it's a big blow. People put their life work into this. For me, it was like, I've already done something, so I can take this hit and I'm fine. But it was hard. There wasn't a need to finish a semester at Olivet, so this last semester was my last semester at Olivet. In total time that we had left when we were sent home for COVID-19, it was about a month and a half. In terms of project time, we were literally in production weekend. So to give you a bit of background information, we have a class called Hollywood Production, and in it, you're divided into 3 to 4 teams, and you are to produce a TV pilot for a web series. 10 minutes in length, the big project, you get a red carpet reveal for the end of it, and you get to watch it in an actual movie theater. Glitz, glam, all this fun stuff. Right at about the weekend before and the weekend we were sent home, that was our production weekend. We were supposed to film all 10 minutes of content that we needed throughout everything else, doing official production stuff. So when we were told that the program is shut down, we were all still in production of filming. So we were unable to complete our projects, except my group, because we filmed 90% of our stuff in the first weekend while everyone else only filmed like 20%. We had a pretty good head start. But we had a month and a half left and that was the big hit. HPW just was like, unfortunately, your TV pilot is canceled. Sorry, don't get to finish it. This whole situation forcing me to leave because of the quarantine and COVID-19 shutting down the country, it sucks. But I'm choosing as best I can to view it in a positive light. I'm sad, but I'm not distraught. And then hearing that Olivet closed, that hit me harder than I wanted it to, because I made plans to hang out with my friends at Olivet for about a week before graduation. And now I'm not going to see everybody unless I come back next year. Do I think an online ceremony is a good idea? I don't have an opinion on that, because I have seen ceremonies being scheduled online in June, August, and on homecoming for different schools. And in all four of those scenarios before Olivet even made a decision, I have seen people just complain nonstop about it. So there was no right solution. So having it online, okay. I will say this though, I will not be putting on the gown. I'll put on the cap, but I will dress up in a suit and tie, because if I'm not walking across the stage with the formality, I really don't care about that gown. So yeah, that's probably the thing that's hurt the most about everything, is just seeing people complain about, oh, everything's over, the programs are done, school's over, why can't we do this, why can't we do that? And I get it. I've been there. I know the pain of that. Just nothing's going the way you wanted or anticipated.